بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the imam of congregational prayer. Is it possible for a woman or a lady to lead the congregational prayer, especially for men?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is one of the Islamic laws related to prayer, and we have at least three scenarios in Salatul Jama'ah, in the congregational prayer. Sometimes all the people who are called ma'mum, I mean people who are following the imam,
yes,
all of them are men. Sometimes we have both men and women, and sometimes we have only women. So for the first two scenarios, I mean when the ma'mumin are men, and both men and women, according to both Shia and Sunni scholars, in that case, the leader, the imam, can be only a man. And a woman cannot be the leader for these men or both men and women. For example, the Sheikh Najafi, the author of Al-Jawahir, says, يشترط في الإمام الذكور الذكورة إذا كان المأموم ذكرانا أو ذكرانا وأناثا. If the مأمومين are men or both men and women, then the imam should be a male. فلا يجوز إمامة المرأة لهم بلا خلاف أجده نقلا وتحصيلا. So in that case, a lady cannot lead the prayer, and I have not found any person who disagrees with this ruling, as if it is ijma, consensus of all the scholars. We see the same among the Sunni scholars. For example, one of them writes, وَمَنْ شُرُوطِ الْإِمَامِ الذُّكُورَ. One of the conditions for the imam is that he should be male. إِذَا كَانَ الْمُقْتَدِي بِهِ رِجَالِ. If the ma'mumin are men, then the imam should be a man. فَلَا تَسِحُ إِمَامَةُ النِّسَى. In that case, women cannot lead the prayer. And of course, it is based on the narrations in this regard. For example, in Sunni sources, we read, لَا تَأُمُّ إِمْرَأَةٌ رَجُلًا. A lady cannot be the leader of the prayer for men. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is also quoted as saying, لَا تَأُمُّ الْمَرْأَةُ الرَّجَالُ. When the ma'mumin are men, then the imam cannot be a lady.
Yes.
And the other point that, I mean, technically speaking, in jurisprudence, it is another argument to show that women cannot be the leader of the prayer when the ma'mumin are men or both men and women, is that according to the narrations for the place of Salat, in Salatul Jama'ah, congregational prayer, women cannot stand before the men.
Yes.
Or next to the men. There should be, they should be usually behind the
some
men.
Steps backward,
exactly,
yes.
Exactly, some yes. Step backwards.
Yes.
Or with some distance or with some curtains in between. So these narrations also prove that the lady cannot lead the prayer for men, because in that case she's in front of the men. And the third argument mentioned by the Muslim scholars is the seerah of the Muslims. I mean, when we read the history of Islam, you cannot find any example in the history of Islam in which in any Islamic land, a lady has led the prayer for the men. No, we do not have any example in this regard. Of course, unfortunately, in our time and era, yes, we see some examples, but they are not based on the narrations, both in Shia and Sunni sources, and the seerah, the conduct of the Muslims in the whole history of Islam.
Sorry, can a lady lead a prayer for the ladies or not?
Yes. So what I mentioned was for the first two scenarios, yes, when Ma'mumin are men or both men and women. When it comes to women, if all the Ma'mumin are women, then according to the, I mean, when it comes to Shia scholars, the majority of the Shia scholars believe that in that case, the imam can be a woman.
Yes.
So yes, a woman can lead the prayer according to the ruling of the majority of the Shia scholars. If the Ma'mumin, if the people who are following her are also only women.
Yes.
Now, having said that, some may ask that why a woman cannot lead the prayer for men or for both men and women. And especially nowadays, as I mentioned, we see in few mosques, in some especially Western countries, when a lady is the leader, is the imam, and behind her we have both men and women following her. And it seems that it is a version of feminism penetrating into, yes, these Islamic and Muslim communities.
Yeah, some deviated groups, for example, believing... I do want to say they are not under the umbrella of Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
They are not doing it under the... For example, even they are talking, for example, about Islamic feminism, Islamic, mm-hmm, homosexuality, Islamic, yeah, I mean, woman leading the men or something like that.
Yeah, as you rightly mentioned, they are not acting upon Sharia. The point is that for any Islamic law, you need to have a proof from the Quran, from the verses, from the... Sunnah of Seerah of the Muslims and intellect and so on and so forth. But when it comes to this issue, you cannot find any indication. So, as I mentioned, this is the effect of, as you mentioned and you put it, Islamic feminism.
That's right.
But the first point, so some may argue that then why? What is the wisdom behind this issue? Why a lady cannot lead the prayer?
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
The first point that I would like to share is that we should not think that leading a prayer is an advantage, the lack of which is an indication of a deficiency. Okay?
Yes.
So, my point is that in our time and era, only few men are going to lead the prayer. Can we say that the people who are not leading, I mean the men who are not leading the prayer, they are suffering from a deficiency, a problem? No.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have this opportunity.
Yes.
So in and of itself, not to be able to lead a prayer cannot be called a deficiency, a problem. Because sometimes the ladies, consider it a problem, a deficiency, so they try to take it back. I mean, take this so-called right and advantage back. This is not the case. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most,
yes,
honored of you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who acts upon piety the most. So as I mentioned, the great, great majority of the men, Muslim men in our time, they are not leading any prayer. They,
yes,
are not the imam for any Salatul Jama'ah, for any Friday prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a deficiency in them? No, of course not. So women should not consider it a deficiency.
Yes.
Now, for the wisdom for this, as I as it is clear from the verses and narrations about the concept of iffa and chastity, this is a principle in the religion of Islam, that the chastity and the respect for the women should be observed by the men. And this chastity has different, indications, and it comes to leads to different Islamic laws. So why women are asked to, wear hijab? So this is based on the concept of chastity, for them not to be harassed by men, and for them not to, sexually speaking, provoke the men, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So whatever we can think of the philosophy of hijab, somehow it applies here as well. Because if a woman is going to lead the prayer, it means that she's in front of
non-mahram men.
Non-mahram men.
Yes.
And, naturally speaking, it is... likely that some men are going to be distracted.
Yes.
During the prayer, we need to just pay attention to this act of worship. So it can be understood along with the philosophy of hijab and preserving the chastity of women. And it's very natural that, for protecting the chastity of women, Islam is requesting them to be behind the men and or with a curtain between men and women. And, when we think about the philosophy of hijab, one of them being not to provoke the men, sexually speaking, the same applies during the congregational prayer as well. And with the same philosophy, a woman cannot lead a prayer, and she is not going to distract the men.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this is the time for prayer, for spirituality. And when a man is leading the prayer, then, no one is going to be distracted. So, as I mentioned, again, I repeat that, first of all, what is told by these scholars is rooted in the narrations.
Yes.
And those people who, the minorities who nowadays, they are going to change, they need to explain why and for what reason they are acting against the Islamic laws. But the narrations are telling us that when it comes to Mumin being men or men and women, then the leader should be an imam. And yes. As I said, this is not referring to any deficiency, and it is for protecting the chastity of women.
Yes. So that's all right. Okay. So not in a way, for example, a woman must be selected as the leader of the imam. Even if the woman is the alama, in terms of the knowledge, she is higher than the men?
Yeah, as I mentioned, these Islamic laws are for all the cases. Only in case the ma'mumin are, women, according to majority of the scholars, the leader can be a woman.
Yes.
But if they are men, and both men and women, then, as I mentioned, for the chastity of women, it doesn't make any difference if she's knowledgeable or not. She's not knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
For her chastity and for protecting the men, the leader should be a man.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان.
الآن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن